Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, Go Slow and Fast.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Shout for all you are worth. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Proclaim to my people their rebellious acts, to the house of Jacob their sins. They search for me day after day. They long to know my ways, like a nation that has acted upright and not forsaken the law of its God. They ask me for laws that are upright. They long to be near me, saying, why have we fasted if you do not see us? Why mortify ourselves if you never notice? Look, you seek your own pleasure on your fast days, and you exploit all your workers. Look, the only purpose of your fasting is to quarrel and squabble and strike viciously with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. Is that the sort of fast that pleases me? A day when you inflict pain on yourself? Hanging your head like a reed? Spreading out sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call fasting? A day acceptable to God? Is not this the sort of fast that pleases me? To break unjust fetters, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break all yokes. Is it not sharing your food with the hungry and sheltering those who are homeless and poor? If you see someone lacking clothes, to clothe them and not turn away from your own kin. Then you will cry for help and God will answer. You will call and God will say, I am here. The Word of God. When my son, who gave me permission to share this, was a freshman and sophomore in college, he suffered bulimia, an eating disorder that causes wasting of the body, but more tragically, of the spirit. Ultimately, as we learned, bulimia, at least for my son, was an attempt for some semblance of control over his life and an attempt to conquer a feeling he was not worthy of love, even of God's love. Pete was in the throes of a dangerous and misguided fast. By the grace of God, speaking through friends, family, and a wonderful counselor, he recovered. Sometime later, near Easter, when I still lived in my own home, but after he had moved out and on, Pete came to the house to collect some of his books. It was a warm, spring-like day. His truck was in the driveway with the windows down. I saw a couple of boxes of books on the front seat, one of which included the Bible Pete received when he was confirmed. I was thrilled to see the Bible because I knew Pete was struggling with many elements of his faith and with the institutional church. Anyway, I took a $20 bill and surreptitiously stuck it in the Bible, which was standing in the box on end. I had no idea where in the Bible it ended up. A couple of weeks after that, Pete called me to gently chastise me for giving him money and also to thank me for it. Out of curiosity, I asked Pete if he remembered where in the Bible he found the $20 bill. He said he found it at the beginning of Isaiah chapter 58 and proceeded to read that chapter and others. He said, I wish I had read this a long time ago. Really read it. We talked about true fasting, about what it meant to each of us, and about how God seems to work in mysterious and often very slow ways. But God always works with purpose. I think fasts are meant to slow us down. When we are honest about our purpose for fasting, and when that purpose is aligned not with a way to flagellate or punish, but with a desire to deepen our connection to God and to each other, we will find ourselves in the throes of a true fast. May you find purpose and abundance in a slow, meaningful fast this Lent and always.